Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and wassalamu ala man ittaba'a al-huda, and good evening to our non-Muslim listeners. We'd like to welcome you to this 12th night of Ramadan al-Mubarak. This is our Q&A program, the question and answer program, and alhamdulillah, we will be joined online by our esteemed scholar, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Afzal Hussain Ilyas Sahib, Hafizahullah, who answer our questions. A question is only half of knowledge. This statement is a declaration of a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is therefore important that one should constantly inquire about one's dini matters. Inshallah, the questions that we had received on the last Q&A, we'll first attempt, inshallah, to answer those 50 some odd questions, and then perhaps we will open up the lines then, or we would ask you to SMS us your new questions. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Jazakallah for joining us this evening once again. Indeed, a great honor and pleasure. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, moving on to the SMSs that we had received last week. This SMS reads as follows, that does one's fast break if water goes into the ears whilst bathing? And if it does break, how this person wants to know, what does he have to do about this?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. While fasting, a person may take a bath, and obviously water is going to go in the ears. It will not nullify the fast. It is written that if a person, due to the heat, takes numerous baths during the entire day, that will not invalidate the fast.
Shukran for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The next SMS says that I have read that one cannot recite the du'as for wudu or having a bath if there is a toilet in the bathroom. If it's not possible to remove the toilet, what is to be done? Hazrat Mufti Sahib?
You should not recite the du'as loudly, audibly. You should recite those du'as in your mind, and you should recite those du'as in your heart. You may recite those du'as. Now, our bathrooms, the toilets, etc., they are extremely clean these days.
Shukran for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The next SMS or the next question for Hazrat Mufti Sahib is, the sister wants to know, the first 10 days of Ramadan is known as the days of mercy, the second 10 days for forgiveness. Could Mufti Sahib perhaps elaborate on this? And the last 10 days, I think freedom from or emancipation from Jahannam.
The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the prerequisite for forgiveness, and forgiveness is prerequisite for emancipation from the fire of Jahannam.
Shukran for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The next SMS says, it was necessary for me to have a ghusl while I was fasting. I only rinsed my mouth slightly for fear of swallowing some water. Is my ghusl valid?
Ghusl is valid. In fact, it is written that whilst you are in the state of fasting, you should not gargle your mouth excessively. For example, outside Ramadan, you will see in the wuzu khana, the brothers who make wuzu, they put water in the mouth and then they lift their faces towards the sky, gargling properly. It is stated in the month of Ramadan, a fasting person should not do that. He should gargle mouth lightly. So this person has done that lightly, ghusl is valid.
Shukran for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The next SMS, how do we make Isali Sawab for the deceased, those that have passed on?
Isali Sawab is made with any nafil action. Isali Sawab cannot be made with any faraz or wajib or mannat or pledge or vow. Isali Sawab will be done with any nafil, voluntary or optional act. For example, nafil salat, nafil sadaqah, nafil tawaf, nafil umrah, nafil hajj, lillah. So you can do all that and make niyat, ya Allah, confer the sawab to so and so.
Shukran for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The next SMS says that my husband and I are not intimate with each other for the past 10 years. He is bisexual. I remained in the relationship for the kids that I have. Am I still in nikah?
You are still in nikah.
Shukran for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. Moving on to the next SMS. Are there any specific du'as to be recited in these second 10 days of Ramadan al-Mubarak?
In the whole of Ramadan, increase Quran tilawat, istighfar, recitation of durood, individual zikr, steadfastness in salat, male with jamaat, female at home. Do not forget to make taraweeh for males with jamaat in the sunnat al-muakidah, and females do not forget to make the sunnat al-muakidah taraweeh. Do those things, then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy on us.
Shukran for that. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the next SMS, it says, my husband's ex-wife wants him to take her and their son out as a family for the day. It's against his wishes. Can Hazrat Mufti Sahib comment on this?
Let alone his or yours, it's against the Sharia that he cannot take his ex-wife and his son out for a party or iftari or to some restaurant. That is against the laws of hijab and against the rules of hijab and against the text, because he has divorced that wife. Now what he is going to do with her? He may take his son out, yes, but not his wife out for a dinner party or iftari, whatever it is. So the Sharia does not allow that.
Shukran for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. That brings us to 6:53. This is the evening's Q&A session. And online we have with us our esteemed scholar, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Hazrat Hussein Ilyas Sahib, Hafizahullah, who is very well known nationally and internationally. And Alhamdulillah, the month of the Qur'an-i-Kareem, if you'd like to understand the Qur'an-i-Kareem, Mufti Sahib has actually got a very beautiful translation of the Qur'an-i-Kareem that's called Qur'an Made Easy. Mufti Sahib, the next SMS says, my child is 7, so I have started to train her to fast. But my mother-in-law says I'm stupid to make her fast. Can Mufti Sahib comment on this?
You should not pay too much attention to your mother-in-law, and you should encourage your 7-year-old child to fast, but also do not put undue pressure. Do not fight with the child when the child does not want to fast. In fact, you should make the child fast quarter day, half day, reward the child immensely as much as you can but do not give any un-Islamic presents, gifts or promises. Everything that you give to the child for encouragement should be all Islamic in nature, not un-Islamic in nature, and you should not heed the complaints and the grouses of your mother-in-law.
Shukran for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The next SMS says, can a girl read namaz with a long skirt? The skirt comes below the ankles.
It is permissible to do so.
Shukran for that. The next SMS says, can I... inshallah, we will come back to that SMS. That brings us to 6:55. To our very dear listeners, would like to remind you that... SMSs that actually adult questions, perhaps some of them I will not be able to ask Mufti Sahib on air, but perhaps inshallah off the air, and we would get back to you with that. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the next SMS says that is it permissible to make nikah during the month of Ramadan whilst fasting during the day?
It is permissible to do so whilst you are fasting. Obviously, you cannot consummate that fast, meaning you cannot have any relationship. You cannot consummate that nikah. You cannot have any relationship, obviously, in the whilst in the state of fasting.
Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the next SMS says, I want to get married to this girl, but my mom is not happy with her. What should I do? Mufti Sahib, these are some of the very common questions where the boys are asking that, you know, the girl's parents are unhappy for whatever the reasons may be. Hazrat Mufti Sahib could comment on this?
Generally, it is better for both the boys' parents and the girl's parents to agree and to be happy, because marriage is not only with relationship and contact and future contact between the boy and the girl. It is actually contact between two families, two tribes, in fact. So you should make every effort that the boys' party and the girls' party are happy before you actually perform the nikah. Generally, we find that if either of the parties are not happy and the nikah takes place, then after a long time, it takes down to settle.
Shukran for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The next SMS, please explain in detail how the elderly and sickly are to sit and read Salah. Do they sit for ruku and sajda only or sit throughout without standing?
If a person is incapacitated, weak, feeble, and would like to sit, then the men folk, it is rather unfortunate that our masajids, we have opted for the chair usage. And we should have went in making the men folks sit on the floor. That's the original. And we should have made the men folks sit on the floor, not on the chairs. Nowadays it has become a fashion in every masjid in the country to put chairs and to facilitate chairs. So the people take undue advantage over this. Slight pain, sit on the chair. Not knowing the masla, sit on the chair. Most of the people who sit on the chairs are not worthy and deserving of sitting on the chair. And if you have to look at it jurisprudically and examine each one of them, unfortunately, many of them will be disqualified from sitting on the chair. However, while sitting on the chair at home or in the masjid, or sitting on the floor at home or in the masjid, or sitting on the bed, then each posture must be different. For example, a person is sitting, that will be the so-called standing posture. Little bend, that will be ruku. Further bending will be sijda.
Shukran for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The next question, what is the difference between Salafiism and Wahhabism?
Generally, these days, unfortunately, both are linked and both are interlinked. Originally, Imam Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, he was the spiritual leader of the Saudis, and he was influenced by Imam Ibn Taymiyyah Rahmatullah Alayh and Imam Ibn Qayyum Rahmatullah Alayh. And according to some scholars, Imam Wahhab was a bit extreme. However, the current day Salafis are what we call Ghair Mukhalid Ahl Hadith, those who do not want to subscribe to following of one Imam or Fiqh. Now, it is wajib for us as laymen to follow one Imam or Fiqh. Those who want to read about it can go to my website, alislam.co.za. I've written two books so far. One is called Taqleed Made Easy. The other one is Why Follow One Imam or Fiqh. You can go to that site and download it. These people are misled and misleading. And unfortunately, there are many who pose as scholars, but in reality they are Salafis, and they are Ghair Mukhalid in reality, and those who are non-conformists to any one mazhab. They should not be listened to or followed.
JazakAllah for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The next question that we have is, can Mufti Sahib perhaps enlighten us on the Awwabin Salah, the number of rakats, and if there are any specific surahs to be recited in that Salah?
We are of the opinion that six rakats after the Farz of Maghrib will be classified as Awwabin. Now the common man knows that you read two sunnat, two nafil, and then he was adding six rakats of Awwabin. We are of the opinion that the two sunnat, two nafil will tantamount to Awwabin. You can read any surah you want to, and inshallah, a person who is regular in Awwabin hadith states that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build for him a mansion, a palace for him in Jannah.
Shukran for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The next question is, since we are not allowed to pay interest, are we allowed to pay the interest on a bond, etc., with interest we've received through other means, since both are not allowed? Hazrat Mufti Sahib?
First of all, by answering this question, I am not saying that you must involve yourself in a bond transaction. If a person, unfortunately, due to circumstances, a dire need, a necessity, got himself into a bond transaction, and now there is interest involved, then he can offset interest with any other interest. Ji.
Moving on to our next question, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. It says, I want to know if, I just want to know, can someone work in a wholesaler liquor section?
It is not permissible to do so.
Moving on to our next SMS, could Mufti Sahib kindly advise me with the excessive sleeping in Ramadan? Is it makruh? But I do read the 5 daily namaz in that tilawat and extra ibadat, also read tarawih and so on. Excessive sleeping in Ramadan, Mufti Sahib?
Excessive sleeping and you are fulfilling your obligations and wajibat, then you should not worry. These days, this is the age of fitna and fasad, trial and tribulation. So it is better for you to sleep and to go out and involve yourself in unnecessary evil of the day. Unfortunately, hourly, a person can get involved in unnecessary sin, sin of the ears, the eyes, the feet. So if you are sleeping, no problem, sleep.
Shukran for that, Mufti Sahib. The next question, from what time to what time is tahajjud namaz?
Tahajjud technically will start when the night sets in. So basically after Isha Salat. Now, the better time for tahajjud is closer towards Sehri. Ulama have divided the night into 6 portions. And the 6th portion that is closer to Sehri time, that is the best time for tahajjud, because that is the time when Allah Jalla Majdahu's mercy descends. And on the special nights, that means the nights of Eid and the nights of Shab-e Barat and Laylatul Qadr, Allah's mercy descends from the first portion. That is why they are auspicious and special nights. The tahajjud will end when Sehri ends. Sehri ends, tahajjud ends, Isha ends, Taraweeh ends, Witr ends, and fasting starts and Fajr starts. Jee.
Shukran for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The next question, what happens in an event if someone cuts all ties from the in-laws, not attending mayyats, no casual visits, not meeting them, even when going for Hajj? Hazrat Mufti Sahib?
Depends that whether he's got a Shari valid reason for doing such an activity. If he's got Shari valid reason, which is very rare in our age, then there may be some room for permissibility for him doing such an activity. But generally, people who severe blood relationships, who cut off relationships, do so for petty financial domestic reasons. So this person here should find out that why he is cutting the relationship. And all parties concerned should try to make an effort to reconcile, especially in this month of Ramadan.
Shukran for the Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The next question, can a woman read the Quran when she is menstruating?
She cannot do so.
Shukran. Moving on to the next question, Mufti Sahib. What is the ruling of swimming whilst you are fasting?
It is permissible to do so. To do it excessively, obviously, is going to be makruh. However, it does not invalidate the fast. It is better to plug the ear holes while swimming. Ji.
Shukran for that. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the next SMS, the sister says that Mufti Sahib did answer the questions on organ donation and also with regard to donating blood. But recently she was advised, she had read in one of the Islamic newspapers that is against Sharia. Could Mufti Sahib perhaps enlighten her on that? She's confused.
She should be confident and take a stand which Mufti she is going to follow. If she agrees with the Islamic newspaper, that author and that Mufti and that Maulana, she should follow that. If she has got confidence in our ruling, she should follow us.
Ji. Shukran for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. 7:09. Next SMS, if someone throws up not intentionally after Sehri more than a mouthful, does a person's fast break? This is a very common question, Mufti Sahib, throwing up, whether it's mouthful or more.
Understand the issue about vomiting, throwing up. We get two types. One is voluntary and one is involuntary. Voluntary meaning the person put his fingers, he or her, into the mouth and force the vomit to come out. This is forced vomit or voluntary vomit. Whether it is mouthful or not mouthful, it will break the fast. Involuntary. Person did not force the vomit to come out. Whether it is mouthful or not mouthful, it will not break the fast.
Shukran for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The next question, is Sharia finance halal or acceptable?
Any Islamic institute or any commercial bank which is claiming that they are providing Islamic finance, and when you make an inquiry, they say, yes, we are Sharia compliant, and so Mufti has sanctioned our activities, has legalized and has given us the green light as far as our Islamic financial section is concerned, then you as a layman may transact with that said institute, with that said financial institute, and pass the sawab to that mufti who gave the ruling.
Shukran for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The next question, how does one protect themselves from jealousy?
First of all, that understand people generally will become jealous when we ourselves or the person begins to show off and boast and ostentation comes into play. Then the person first of all must play a low profile. Why brag, why boast about your qualities, your potentialities, your activities, your wealth and your mansion, your bank balance and your car? Why do all that and invite the jealous and invite the hatred eye and invite the evil eye? First of all, do not worry about those who are jealous. Worry about ourselves, why we are making people jealous. So, be simple, humble, and make dua that Allah protects you. Read the Muazzatain, the last two quls, blow on yourself after every salah. And read the manzil, read Ayatul Kursi, blow on yourself, Allah Jalla Majduhu will protect you.
Shukran Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The next SMS, it says, I am a second wife, the husband neglects, abuses me, tells me I'm second priority in his life, I'm currently pregnant, can I give him a talaq, because he wouldn't give me one. Hazrat Mufti Sahib.
However, if you are stating what you are stating is true, then that husband is in deep trouble on the day of judgment. He's going to have a double face and he's in double trouble. And he is an oppressor, tyrannizing the second wife. And because of not giving equal treatment, he's going to get the wrath of Allah in this world, let alone in the Qabr and in the Akhirat. He's an evildoer, transgressor, disobedient fellow. However, you cannot give him divorce. Go to the care line, go to the crisis center, go to the Jamiat and put your case forward. Maybe they will come and advise your husband to behave in accordance with Sharia.
Shukran for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The next question, it says, how would Isa alayhi salam perform his salah in terms of following a mazhab, as it is impossible for a prophet to follow a non-prophet? Also, which mazhab will Imam Mahdi follow?
Concerning both this, about Imam Mahdi and Isa alayhi salam, I have written it in my book, in the last pages of my book, called Why Follow One Imam of Fiqh. As far as Mahdi is concerned, he will be a mujtahid, meaning that he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will grant him such abilities like Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh, Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh, Imam Hanbal rahmatullah alayh. So he will be able to follow the mazhab of his choice according to the kashf, the inspiration of Mujaddid al-Fisani rahmatullah alayh. Although kashf is not a Sharia proof, he says that Mahdi should be Hanafi in nature because of the predominance and easiness of the Hanafi fiqh. Isa alayhi salam would be a Nabi, and rightfully said by the questioner, for him, he will not be following any mazhab, because Allah Jalla Majdahu will be giving him such powers of induction, deduction, extraction, and ijtihad. He will be able to make the laws for the time, suitable for the time, obviously, and inshallah, he will give laws and legislations according to the need of the time.
Shukran Hazir Mufti Sahib, the next question. It says, I work night shift and sleep the whole day. Will my fast be accepted? As I was told, sleeping the whole day is not allowed.
First of all, sleeping the whole day not allowed. I do not know where they got that from, number one. Because if you look at it carefully, you ask the South African, he went to Makkah, Medina to make Ramadan. How did he spend most of his hours in Ramadan in Makkah, Medina? The reply will come out that three-quarters of the fast they were sleeping. Now, this person has got a shari valid reason for sleeping. And he's on night shift. He's earning his money, toiling for his money, and still fasting. And he has to sleep. Allah reward him.
Shukran, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. I think this SMS... Okay, Hazrat Mufti Sahib, we will just skip that one out, and we're going to come back to it also later. The next SMS says, is divorce in SA law treated as talaq Islamically? Please explain. This sister is divorced.
South Africa judge passes a divorce is not equated, not equal to a divorce.
Shukran Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The next SMS, are all 20 rakats of Tarawih Salah wajib to read, or is reading 8 rakats sufficient?
This 8 rakats is a Salafi concept, is a Ghair Mukallid concept. And it is a false concept. Taraweeh is the plural of Tarwiha. Tarwiha is to rest after every 4 rakats. Tarwihatain is to rest after 8 rakats. Taraweeh is to rest after 12. So the word itself is proving 12 rakats. Where these people get 8 rakats? They are confusing it with Qiyamul Layl, which comes in the hadiths. Every night, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, throughout the entire year, should make Qiyamul Layl 8 rakats minimum. Now, to take that Qiyamul Layl and confuse it with Taraweeh is the work of ignoramuses. Also, we should understand, there is a hadith by Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, who is the narrator. It comes in Musannaf ibn Abi Shayba. And Musannif ibn Abi Shayba, Ibn Shayba is a teacher of Imam Bukhari Rabtullah Ali. This is a strong hadith where it is stated clearly Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should make 20 rakats Taraweeh and 3 rakats witr. So that is the quantity given, stipulated, exercised, practiced upon by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khulafai Rashideen, especially Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who, when he saw pockets of Sahaba making Taraweeh Salat in the Masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told them, make it under one imam. So he brought it together. And they say, some scholars record one part, they say this is a bidat. But Tabakat ibn Sa'd, it is written there, inkarnat bidat. That if it is a bidat. So it is not a bidat even, to bring them together to make Salat of Taraweeh under one imam.
That brings us to 18 minutes past 7. Hazrat Musa Sahib, the next question. Are we allowed to smoke while in Roza because the Quran does not speak of this?
Quran does not speak of the number of rakats in Fajr Salat. So what this person is going to do? Quran does not speak of the number of rakats in Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. So what this person is going to do? Make 1, 10, 20. So we get the sources of Sharia, Quran, Sunnah, Ijma, and Qiyas. You cannot smoke whilst you are in fasting.
Chief Mufti Sahib, the next question, it says that, could Mufti Sahib please elaborate on what is Ism-i Azam, and it continues, and who is Khidr alayhi salam, and is there such a thing as Hawzi Haya?
Well, what's the last question?
Just to go back to that SMS.
I'll answer the first two. You look at the last question.
Inshallah. Go ahead, Mufti Sahib.
Ism-i Azam, meaning the name, the blessed name of Allah Jalla Majdahu, by which if you call Allah, Allah accepts your dua. Now there are as many as scholars, as many as names of what is the name that when you call Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then Allah Jalla Majdahu accepts your dua. And every other scholar got his own attribute of Allah, that he says if you call Allah by this name, then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will accept. Ism-e-Azam, the reality, the name, the specification is only known to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. I am of the opinion that every individual has got his own attribute by which he calls Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and by using that attribute Allah will listen to him. As far as Khidr, whether he's a Nabi or not a Nabi, that's a discussion. We say Khidr is a status. He is not one person who is alive and living for so long. It is a status given to a pious, righteous personality of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala.
Yes. Mufti Sahib, I think the last part of that question and first,
yes.
And is there such a thing as how's Ihaya? How's Ihaya?
Oh, maybe they talk of the Hose Kowser. Some people also call it by that name.
Okay.
They say, because after that, inshallah, after drinking water from there, then your person will not, inshallah, obviously, not die after that.
Shukran Azad Mufti Sahib, the next SMS, it says, inheritance is lying in the bank. Do I have to pay zakat? Kids who have savings in the banks, do they have to give zakat?
Nabalig children, even if they are millionaires, do not have to pay zakat. If the inheritance is lying in the bank and you got ownership, possession and control and right of distribution over it, then you must pay zakat on it.
Shukran Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the next question says, I work and earn a set wage every month. My whole wage gets used up at home. Am I due to pay zakat?
No, you're not.
That brings us to 22 minutes past 7. What is the Islamic ruling on saying Hazrat for Sahabas? Also, what is the Sharia ruling for saying Radiallahu Anhu?
To say Hazrat for Sahaba, that is very adequate. Because Sahaba Ikram Radiallahu Ta'ala Anhu gave their blood for Islam. And they stood by Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam under every circumstances. And Allah Jalla Majdahu has promised them Jannat. That is why to say Radiallahu Ta'ala Anhu is very good to say after the name of the Sahaba. They deserve that dua.
Shukran Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the next question. Can you marry your ex-wife's sister after divorce?
It is permissible to do so.
This is concerning units trust. Is zakat payable on amount invested or on current market value?
Current market related value.
So next SMS, it says, are you saying that Muslim woman, okay, Mufti Sahib, this SMS, it says, is Mufti Sahib saying that Muslim woman cannot go to the masjid?
We are clearly stating that we are discouraging Muslim women from going to the masjid. Exceptions to the rule are the Haramain Sharifain, and that too, when there is no pushing, pulling, jostling. And this year, inshallah, Mufti Kifayatullah Rahmatullah Alayh has written a book, and Mufti Sayyid has edited that book. It's called Nek Biviya Kaha Namaz Parni Chahiye. And he has written 40 hadiths to prove that females should read the salat in the homes and not in the masjid. And this is another Salafi idea, that grab the woman out of the homes and bring them to the masjid, bring them to the masjid. Make their life difficult as far as possible, the woman folk, and take them out of the comfort and the ease of the house and put them into the masjid at Jamaat Khadas for Salat, and especially some places here in our country where they drag the woman out. This is not good. In the time of Nabi Akram Salasam, Nabi Akram Salasam clearly stated, the hadith is very famous, that it is better for them to read Salat in the confines of the home, and then not in the home, in the room of the house, not in the house, in the room of the house, in the dark recesses of the house, in the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Sahabiyas were not encouraged to follow even Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So where these modernist Akhaviyya try to tell us that the women folk should come out and make salat with Jamaat behind the Imams in the Masjid, the Jamaat Khanas.
Shukran Hazrat Mufti Sahab. The next question, the sister wants to know, does she have to give her earnings or her income to her husband?
First of all, yeah, also, we discourage women folk from going out to earn living. The breadwinner of the house is the male sector. Ar-rijaluna qawwamuna 'ala an-nisa. Men are custodians over the woman. Men are supervisors over the woman. Men are well-wishers over the woman. Men are caretakers over the woman. Men are the providers, metaphorically speaking, for the woman. So Allah wants the man to work, but not the female to work. The female is the queen of the house. She should be treated like that, kept at home. She is not supposed to go out and slave and slog and toil and start to earn money. The man must do that. Now, if she goes out and earn, it is her money, her property. She does not have to give it to her husband.
Shukran for that. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, very quickly, I think we've got it 7:26. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, just by the way, the Isha Azan in Mufti Sahab's hometown, what time is it there?
7:30.
The same with us. Okay. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the next question, it says, my sister is going to Pakistan. They started a day behind us. So if they have to fast 30 days, when does she celebrate Eid?
She is going to Pakistan. Let her follow now the country where she is going. And remember, Ramzan can only be 29 or 30. So if she is going there, hypothetically, and then it's going to be 31 fast, then she will not keep the 31st fast day.
Shukran Hazrat Mufti Sahab. The next question is, are men allowed to use earrings?
When this is happening and this has started happening, then they resemble hermaphrodites and they will earn the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Men should be men. Leave females and their attire to the females. Men are cursed to imitate females in the hadith, and females are cursed who imitate males in the hadith. So the man should not be wearing their earrings.
Shukran Hazrat Mufti Sahab. The next SMS, the sister says, I am 2 months pregnant and would like to know if I can fast.
You should be a mufti for yourself. If you can manage, then fast. If you cannot manage, do not fast. Take medical advice that if you, by fasting, will it be detrimental to your health or the baby's health. If it is detrimental to your health or the baby's health, then you should forego the fasting. But remember, you do not pay fidya after your delivery and your nifas. Then you, when you are pure, you will make up and make good and recompensate for the fast.
JazakAllah Hazrat Mufti Sahab, very quickly, I think there's 3 more minutes left. This next SMS says, we have a cat and we've always been buying food off the shelves for him. But recently, someone told us that whatever we feed our cat has to be halal. Please guide us with this information, Hazrat Mufti Sahab.
Most of the feed for the dogs and cat, it is legal to feed them.
Shukran, Hazrat Mufti Sahab. This is also a very common question. Can we follow Taraweeh from the radio?
It is absolutely ludicrous and stupidity to do so, because you do not have commonness of one majlis or one congregation. There are also some very silly people who decide to follow the Mecca and Medina Taraweeh via the television. That also, I cannot understand and fathom who has told them to do such a ludicrous activity. This is the work of ignoramuses who encourage people to do such things. You cannot follow Taraweeh via the radio or television.
Shukran Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the next SMS, it says, Mufti Sahab, my husband hits on many occasions when he gets angry. I've kept this a secret from my family. I've made sabr, but I don't feel anything towards him. What do I do? Mufti Sahab, this is another very common question of physical assault and abuse.
Hit him. take him to the crisis center, take him to the care line. This husband here is an evildoer, transgressor, taking advantage over the weaker gender. This person here needs to be brought to book. She should go to the people who witnessed her marriage, complain about this. She should not take this lying down. This husband cannot do what he is doing. And this husband, when he is brought to book, should be severely admonished and punished even.
The next SMS from Khisab, it says, is it permissible to be nubilized whilst fasting?
Permissible.
The next one, my dad is traveling to Cape Town from Durban by plane. Is he allowed to fast? And what time should he break his fast when he reaches Cape Town?
When he goes to Cape Town, he's allowed to fast and he will break as the Cape Townians do. The sunset of Cape Town will apply to him, not the sunset of Durban.
Next SMS, Mufti Saab, do you sit for iddat for English divorce if husband separated? Separated, divorced, but not given talaq.
As I stated in the beginning of the program, that the judge of the Kafir court, if he issues a judgment of divorce, is not applicable. This person who's posing the question should go to the local alim for clarification after giving further information.
The Mufti Saab, very quickly, the next few SMSs, is cutting off nails and hair during fasting permissible?
Permissible, it does not invalidate the fast.
Okay, the next one is that earring one. Mufti Saab has already answered the one on earrings. Quite a few are repeated. Hazrat Mufti Saab, I think my technician informs me it's now time. I think our time has expired. We've still got another 30 more SMSs, but perhaps Hazrat Mufti Saab, inshallah, our next Q&A, inshallah, Hazrat Mufti Saab will attempt. We will attempt to get answer those questions. Hazrat Mufti Saab, JazakAllah for being with us on the Q&A session. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you and continue with accepting the work that Hazrat Mufti Saab is doing. Shukran, Hazrat Mufti Saab.
JazakAllah. We request listeners to make dua for us.
Inshallah. And Mufti Saab, dua for us also.
JazakAllah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.